It is good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? I trust already your heart has been blessed. It is our desire to glorify and honor our Lord. And let's just ask him now, as we've come to that portion of our service where we move from the time of worship and praise and thanksgiving to the time of instruction, and ask that his Spirit might be our teacher. Lord, we do thank you that we can be here this evening. We thank you for a service like this. We thank you for its blessings. Thank you for each one who would come. Lord, you know our needs. You know our hearts. And this gives us great comfort and encouragement. And I pray that your Spirit might be able to speak to each of us. And may you get the glory in it. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, I would invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 86, verse 11. Andrew, are you sure you want to say that? Psalm 86, 11 is our text, and that's the title. Are you sure you want to say that? In Psalm 86, 11, you say, well, how many other verses are we going to look at? We looked at 13 of them this morning. How about we look at one this evening? That'd be all right? Maybe we can balance out. We can balance things out this evening. Just one verse, but this is loaded. Look at it. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. What in the world are we going to do with this? Well, it looks pretty simple. It's so plain. We've got an easy 3-point outline, Lauren. She was mentioning she needs outlines, and I didn't give one this morning. Well, I did. Third point was just really long, Lauren. Anyway, we've got 3 points right here in this verse. But how many of us truly want to say what is expressed in this verse to our Lord? So let's consider this, and let's notice point one. Teach me thy way, O Lord. That's what it says there in the verse. Now that is not an unusual request for the psalmist. As we look at some other passages, for instance in Psalm 25, verses 3 and 4. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. In Psalm 27, verse 11, it says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Actually, if you are familiar with the Psalms, this is something which we discover the psalmist many, many times expressing that same thought to the Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord. But rather than just moving on to the second point, let's stop and think about that request. Teach me thy way, O Lord. And let's break it down even more. For instance, A, teach me. Teach me. Now that suggests a need. That suggests I need to be taught something. It suggests that I do not naturally know this. And unless I am shown and taught it, I will never know it. It suggests time. Teach me. Teach me. A teacher does not teach everything at once. True or false? True. You know, when you're a student going to school, it'd be all right if they'd teach you everything in a week or two, wouldn't it? And then just tell you, well, the rest of the time you can take off. No, somehow they manage to keep you there, those 7, 8, 9 months, however long a school year is. They manage to stretch that out and have you coming back every day to be taught. Well, it's because there is so much to be learned, isn't there? And there is so much for the teacher to teach. Truth is, a learner can't learn everything all at once. Yes, even you can't learn everything at once. I know I can't. And sometimes the same material has to be reviewed over and over and over before it's learned. I hate that, don't you? But boy, the truth is, that's just kind of the way it is. Sometimes we blame it on we are a slow learner. And that very well may be. Sometimes this is so difficult for me, I'm having trouble grasping it. There were numerous classes when I was in school that qualified that way. I was a slow learner and it was really difficult for me. And so we look at this and we think of this first thought, teach me thy way, O Lord, suggests, as we think about these first two words, teach me, me. Not teach him or teach her. That is not what the psalmist is asking for her here. He's saying, I need to be taught something. Are you sure you want to say that to the Lord? Be. Teach me. Me. Have you noticed that many times, especially when we are listening to God's word, we have a great interest, if I could put that in parentheses here. No, quotation marks. I got it right this time, didn't I? She's schooling me. I'm a slow learner. And sometimes I'll get home and she'll say, it's not in parenthesis, it's in quotation marks. Keep working at it, dear. Have you noticed that sometimes we have in quotation marks a great interest in others being taught? What do you mean by that? We're sitting there as we're listening to something and we're being taught something. Boy, if so-and-so were just here to listen to this, boy, do they need it. I won't ask if any of you have ever done that. But that's not what the psalmist is asking. He's not saying, Lord, teach him, teach her this truth. But he's saying, teach me. Teach me. Psalm 51, verse 13 says this. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto me. Lord, I need to be taught some things, And once I learn it, then I can teach others. Psalm 25, verse 8 says, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way." But you see, this time it's different. We're not talking here about teaching sinners in the way. We're talking about, what's this verse say? The subject here, and the one of interest, is me. Me, teach me, Lord. I need this, not someone else. I know I need this truth. In order to say that to the Lord, there must be personal willingness. Are you sure you want to say that? Because if you do, the Lord will take you at your word. As we think about this first point, teach me thy way, O Lord, we see here, see the next thing. What is it that we are asking to be taught? Thy way. Thy way. Thy way, O Lord. As we look at this, what does that suggest? Stop and think about it. Isn't that suggesting that God has a different way in mind for you than you have? You just very well could be on the wrong path. You very well could be on the wrong course. But the concern of the psalmist here is teach through your schooling and however you do that. Me, not someone else. I know I need instruction. Your way. I don't want to miss your way. I don't want to be on the wrong way. There is a way which seems what? Unto man. Right. Unto man. But the end thereof is what? Death. How many of you want to invest your life on that way? Well, then maybe we'd better take the time and the honesty to tell our Lord, teach me thy way, O Lord. So this suggests here that God has a way very different from our ways. We read in God's word, we just mentioned that portion, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is the way of death. In contrast to that, we could get in Psalm 18, verse 30, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him." My way? Well, probably not the right way. And so the psalmist is saying, teach me your way, O Lord. Your way is perfect. Of his way, for instance, in Isaiah 55, the prophet wrote this in verses 6 through 9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So I started at verse 9, didn't I? Isn't that terrible? I'm sorry about that. Let me go back to verse 6. Psalm 55, 6 through 9. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sorry for that mix-up, but that's what we need to understand. Once I understand that truth, that my ways are not nearly as high as God's ways, his ways are perfect, then my prayer ought to be like we see here in Psalm 5, verse 8, where it says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Why do I want to know God's ways? Proverbs 10, verse 29 tells us this. Here's why. Because the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. There's the benefit, there's the value of God's way. As we think of this, let's go on. Let's go on to the second thing in this verse, our text, Psalm 86, 11, which has that very simple outline where the psalmist just says, teach me thy way, O Lord. That's point one. Point two, I will walk in thy truth. I will walk in thy truth. Do you really, are you sure you want to say that? I will walk in your truth. Let's take that and dissect it a little bit. A, I will. Here we see his decision. He sees his decision. Not merely, I might walk in your way. That would have the hopeful sound to it. Or, I should walk in your way. That sounds truthful, doesn't it? Not, I want to walk in your way. That sounds kind of good. But what is it? I will. That sounds committed. Are you sure you want to say that? I will. I will. I will what? Be. Walk in. Walk in. This suggests that he will do what? He will live what he learns. He will respond to what he is being taught, that first point. I will walk in. I will walk in. He's suggesting here that he will comply. Not that he might. Not that, well, I'll think about it. Let me pray about it. We really like to come back with that one, don't we, so many times. He's already prayed about it, and he here is telling the Lord, Lord, I want to be taught your ways. I will walk. I will walk in. This is my resolve. This is my commitment. I will walk in what? See, in thy truth. In thy truth, O God. Very simply, this means that he has committed himself to keep the word of God. I will walk in your ways. Are you sure you want to say that? We have a couple of examples in Scripture. In 1 Kings, for instance, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, thou therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge or the orders of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. We see this first example, and David was encouraging his son, son, make sure you keep the word of God in your life. We find another example. Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 23. We see this. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. That's what God told them. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but they hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth instruction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. We see David impressing upon his son, the importance of God's blessing on your future as far as you're going to be king over these people. As Jeremiah the prophet spoke of it, he had the sad story, how that God's people had been implored so many times by the prophets that God had sent to them, just obey the Lord, just do what he asks, and it will be so good for us. But he said, no, they just kept saying, no, no, no. We will not walk in God's truth. That's what the nation of Israel had said. But in our text in Psalm 86, verse 11, we've seen, teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. And the third point, it says, unite my heart to fear thy name. Unite my heart, A. Unite my heart. This suggests that it is possible to go through all the motions, but not have what so often we say, she just didn't have her what? Her heart in it. Been there, done that, huh? And here, this psalmist says, unite my heart to fear your name. Are you sure you want to say that? Isaiah 29:13 tells us this. Wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Here was the nation of Israel once again. Oh, yeah. You love the Lord? Are you serving the Lord? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love him. Oh, yes. But the prophet Isaiah said from the Lord himself, it's on their mouth, but it's not in their heart. I know they're not. Their heart is not united to me. Ezekiel 33, 31 and 32 tells us this. It says, if I get to the right chapter here, and they come nigh unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they do show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. Oh yeah, they can sit there like the best of them, and they can just listen to you. They can even say amen once in a while. He says they'll hear your words, but they do not do them. That's God's people. And so we find, as we look at this third point, A, he's saying, unite my heart. Unite my heart. Are we sure we want to say that? Is that really our heart's desire? Unite my heart to what? To fear your name, O Lord. To fear your name. To reverence or have the proper respect for the Lord's name. The psalmist was telling the Lord, I don't want to just talk about fearing his name. I want my heart to be in it. God is God. And as a Christian, he's my God. And he is deserving of something from me. He deserves my respect. He deserves that I honor him, that I fear is the word that is used here. And remember, when we're talking about fearing the Lord's name, it's not cowering down, trembling in a corner somewhere, but it's the due respect that our God deserves. I want my heart to be in it. In James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, it says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Well, there we have it. Wouldn't you agree this text verse tonight, Psalm 86:11, is easier to just say than do? As we bring this to a close, how many of us are honest enough and courageous enough to pray that verse to the Lord? In Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, the psalmist tells the Lord, "Lord, you know everything about me." And he closes that psalm by saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Do you have enough courage? Do you have enough integrity? Is that the desire of your heart, that you're willing to pray that prayer as well? Teach me, Lord. See if there's anything, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's stand and be dismissed with prayer, shall we? Thank you, Father, for the time that we could be here this evening. Thank you for this verse and what it teaches us. Help us to take this home and personalize its truth. We ask this for your glory and honor. In your name we pray. Amen.